Now we'll move on to some of the letters to the evening news this week. Jim Cobb of Hoveton says there's no excuse for any crime. He writes, I feel I must agree with Brian Murfitt's letter, Time to Get Tough on Crime, in Wednesday's evening news. There are several instances of those found guilty offering in mitigation for their crimes, just as in this day's paper. A collector of 3,000 rare birds' eggs claims a mental health addiction, and a man who attacked his partner claims he was drunk. You might just as well say, I only killed this man because I was carrying a gun at the time, or I only ran over the pedestrian because I was driving at 120 miles an hour. These voluntary actions should increase the sentence, not decrease it. You don't get drunk or carry a weapon accidentally.
Gillian Douglas of Heacham raises a contentious topic as she argues a Robin Hood-type proposal that the rich pay more taxes. Britain is in a mess. People cannot access dental treatment or NHS services without difficulty or delay, unless the spend to go private. This is unacceptable in a country that is perceived to be one of the richer countries. The cost of living is also above many people's financial circumstances. It has been proposed for a long time that wealthy people and businesses earning large profits should be taxed more heavily. One wonders what the problem with this is for the government. It would be advisable for it to consider the proposal more carefully, I think. People can only be pushed so far into poverty before repercussions result. Common sense tells us that the rich can afford to spend more money on taxes, and it might be that they might need to be asked to do so.
Jenny Thompson of New Cossey highlights the fact that the new Pharmacy First service, which is intended to relieve GPs of substandard work, is only available for 16 to 64-year-olds. Jenny writes, how many people are wanting to use the Pharmacy First service instead of troubling the GP? Well, we found out last weekend that if you're younger than 16 or over 64, then you can't. So what about the poor, old, vulnerable pensioners? Yes, they still have to wait in a waiting room amid the coughing and the sneezing. Is this fair? I can't see that it is. You should be able to take your repeat medication slip with you so the pharmacist can see what you're taking and then treat your sore throat or UTI somewhere else. The seven deadly ailments that you're able to treat in the 16 to 64-year-olds. Is this what they call ageism?
It seems that standing to watch football rather than being seated is now back in favour, and certain regulars have to make way for that. Peter Bullard of Norwich complains. I've been a Barclay boy for more than 50 years. Sadly, the days of wearing denim and having my scarf tied round my wrist are long gone. It's also sad that the majority shareholder call the fans whingers. It was much more than 20%, Delia. It's sad that the manager cannot take criticism of his tactics, and it's sad that the club have decided that I must move out of the Barclay. The fans in the Barclay are a community, and many are similar in age to me. The club have trumpeted the cause of people who wanted to stand, but have said little about people who must relocate to make way for them. I guess I'm just another sad old whinger.
Finally, David Allman of Spixworth hails the renewed use of the Open Building on Bank Plain in Norwich, once the home of Barclays Bank, as I'm sure many of you will recall. David writes, wonderful news about the former Open Building on Bank Plain. Apparently, it will incorporate a new multifunctional public performance space, a cafe, student workspaces and a library. And what's more, the former climbing wall will be brought back into use as part of a student union space. It's as if Open had never left, which only happened for the lack of a petty amount of public funding, not to mention Open's excellent outreach programme, which was lost in the process.